And now the game where we ask people who know a lot about one thing to answer questions about another thing. On the way to the theater here in Des Moines, we passed about 16 presidential candidates and 48 journalists chasing them. So who better to help us make sense of the quadrennial madhouse here than our friend Jake Tapper, host of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN and the moderator of the second GOP debate this fall. Jake Tapper, welcome back to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
It's great to be back. Thank you so much.
So we wanted to talk to you from Iowa because you've been in Iowa many a time. Can you share some caucus memories with us?
The best caucus memory was in 2004. I was a young reporter with ABC News, and all the big anchors had parachuted in, so there was no way I was going to get on the night after the Iowa caucuses. Peter Jennings, Diane Sawyer, everyone was in town. So my producer and I went out and, of course, got drunk. And we didn't really actually get drunk, but we did have a few cocktails, and then afterwards we headed over to the winner's party. And that was John Kerry that evening, and at the lovely Hotel Fort Des Moines. And I walked in to the Checkers bar in the Hotel Fort Des Moines and saw this beautiful angel. And long story short, that's my wife and the mother of our two children.
Oh, wow. So you can say for certain that something good came out of the Iowa caucuses. So
and out of the Kerry campaign.
Can you remember? Yeah, well, yes. I gotta ask you. One of the reasons we were so excited to talk to you this week is because, of course, the third GOP debate was this week. You hosted the second one, which may have been the longest debate any of us have ever seen. So you were you were dealing with these squabbling Republicans for something like 6 hours, it seems.
Thankfully, they were squabbling with each other and not with me so much. And I really just had a great time and thankfully, hopefully, didn't become too much of the story myself after the debate.
You didn't. The CNBC guys did. And what's interesting is that the CNBC guys this week were criticized for trying to get the candidates to go after each other. But you did that too, if I remember correctly. You brought up criticisms that one candidate had made of the other and asked them to respond. Is there a reason why you guys do that?
Well, I think I did it a little differently. I hope I did it a little differently. But the truth of the matter is, you know, these guys are my friends, they're my colleagues, and there's nothing I dislike more than seeing other journalists snipe about their fellow journalists, even though I know that journalism, as a rule, is slightly less collegial than the Medellin cartel.
Yeah, that's true. I'm wondering how you practice, because we know that certainly in presidential debates, the candidates practice with, you know, fake opponents, somebody playing the opponent. Did you war game what would happen if a candidate turned on you? Well, Jake Tapper, that's exactly the kind of question I would expect from a liberal mainstream media lapdog like yourself, and you should be ashamed of yourself. And what do you say?
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Governor.
That's it?
Thank you, Governor.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure, of course, Roxanne.
Jake, this is Roxanne.
Hi, Roxanne.
During the Democratic debate, Hillary Clinton snuck away to go to the bathroom. And I'm curious, you presided over this incredibly long debate. Did anyone sneak off? I realize this is a very practical question, but I was curious.
I did notice that there are a lot of catheter ads on CNN. And soon after the debate, I saw Jake Tapper actually do an endorsement. So I...
We had one break that was going to be long enough for the run to the restroom, and it was like the running of the bulls during that one break.
Well, what happens if you're like you've been tangling? I mean, your debate was I don't think it was as combative as we've seen, but certainly you were giving some of these guys a hard time. What if you run to the bathroom? In comes Donald Trump. You're standing there next to each other, facing the same way. I hope.
Maybe not with that guy.
They do seem hostile toward the media. So offstage, are you guys friendly? Is it all like, oh, that's just, you know, that's just for the cameras. We're actually all pals.
Thank you for walking away from that really strange hypothetical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really, honestly, because first of all, we had 11 candidates, not 10. Second of all, we were 3 hours. And third of all, it was so hot.
Right.
It was so hot. The lights were brutal. And we had been told that it wasn't going to be that way, but it was. And so it was almost like we were all you know, almost getting through a marathon together.
Right. So
that was the first Bikram debate they've had, though, so that was sort of cool.
Increases your flexibility. Before we move on to the game, we did want to, I mean, you've had already at a relatively young age an amazing career in journalism, and this week, of course, must have been one of the highlights because you were there on the front lines talking to America Live during the crisis of the runaway blimp. And I just wanted to ask you, as a journalist, really as a citizen, how did it feel to be the voice that America turned to as we worried about the blimp?
Yeah. I bet he felt better than the guy who let the blimp go.
Yeah.
The aerostat.
Yes, thank you. It's not actually a blimp because it doesn't supposed to go anywhere. It's an aerostat. Yes, that's what I mean.
I called it that to make it seem less silly. I just was happy that at the end of the broadcast I wasn't saying, "Oh, the humanity."
Well, Jake Tapper, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, but it's also a pleasure to play our games with you. And this time we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You know, we still exist in non-election years, too.
So every 4 years, you know this, the political press descends on Iowa like a plague of locusts and sport coats. And they don't really know anything about this wonderful state whose nickname I was too lazy to look up. So... We're going to ask
the Hawkeye
you,
State.
The Hawkeye State, yes, okay. Hey! We're going to ask you three questions about the real Iowa. So get two right, you'll win a prize for one of our contestants. Carl Castle's voice auctioning hog futures on their voicemail. Bill, who is Jake Tapper playing for?
Ellen Parks of Valley Junction, Iowa.
There you go, an Iowan. Don't let her down. You don't want to let her down. Iowans are kind to people, but they never forgive. Here's your first question, Jake. There are many wonderful attractions in Iowa for the tourists who flock here. Such as, which of these, A, the world's deepest gopher hole in Belmont, Iowa, B, the last survivor of the Great Cola Wars Memorial in Grundy Center, Iowa, or C, Elwood, the world's tallest concrete gnome in Ames, Iowa?
I'm going to go with Elwood.
Yeah, Elwood is the way to go. Not far from here in Ames. Elwood is 15 feet tall. He's only in Ames about 40 miles, so you can actually see him from here. Second question, Iowa is famous for its role in American musical history. In fact, it was right here in Des Moines that what happened? A, Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a bat. B, Guy Lombardo first saw an automatic bubble machine. Or C, Miles Davis was asked, "Are you feeling blue?" And he said, "Kind of."
That's a tough one.
It is, Jack.
The first one was Ozzy Osbourne. I'm gonna go with Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne, they're proud of it. They know it's right. It happened right here in Des Moines in 1982. All right, last question for you, Jake. You're doing well so far. Iowa faced a big controversy during the construction of the Sioux City Airport some years ago. What happened? A, residents were outraged when the airport unveiled its slogan over the construction site, "Finally, you can get the hell out of Sioux City." B, a local pork lobbyist gave the airport so much money that they painted the runways to look like giant strips of bacon. Or C, the FAA gave them the airport code SUX, or sucks. And the mayor was totally not happy about that.
I'm going with C.
You're right. Bill, how did Jake Tapper do in this debate?
Jake got them all right. 3-0. Congratulations, Jake.
You see, that's the difference between our show and those debates that you guys do. We have a clear winner. You don't need to go to the spin room. We know it was you. Congratulations.
I don't know what you're talking about. Donald Trump has won every debate.
It's true. Jake Tapper.
According to Donald Trump.
That is true. He is a one-man focus group about Donald Trump. Jake Tapper is the host of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN and a friend of this show. Jake Tapper, thank you so much for taking some time. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jake.
just a minute, Bill is king of the world in our listener limerick challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.